music first.
Cities 97.
Dirty Heads on Cities 97. Looks like they'll probably bring something of a tropical flavor when they come to perform at Oak on the Water. A little later on this summer, they'll be at Maynard's in early August. You can get details at our website. In fact, if you go to the Oak on the Water page, a full rundown, all the music has been confirmed up to and including our final Oak on the Water in Cancun, Mexico. And of course, tomorrow at Admiral D's on White Bear Lake, Civil Twilight will be performing live. And we'll have it. Sorry, I feel like I swallowed a bug right there.
Where is that going to be?
Admiral D's on
White Bear
Lake. Correct. So a few weeks back when we were over at Tally's, we're just right up the road there. You can park in the same spot and we'll be hanging out there. And of course, last year that was the site of the ridiculousness with OAR and Lissy. And by ridiculousness, I mean amazingness is what I mean.
You know what? We've been talking a lot about the fact that I'm going to be singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the Twins game today.
Correct.
And I was feeling real good. I was feeling real confident.
Yeah.
Till Doug Rogers, my Twitter friend,
yeah,
sent me a tweet that has, well, made me worried.
What?
He said, congrats on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be doing it. Don't blow the words as so many do. Take me out with the crowd. Let me root. And he goes on to, to hashtag pet peeve. So he's planting in my head. And you know what happened the last time something got stuck in my head?
I don't.
Epic fail.
It was not an epic
crash
fail.
Crash and burn.
It was a great interview. You guys had excellent chemistry.
Nobody
it was
remembers
a fun
any
on-site
that.
Studio C performance. You
I
had one
Mayor
little slip
Hawthorne,
up.
Hawthorne, John Mayer.
It was one little slip up at the end. No biggie. No big. And you know what? Here's the deal. People like you, and they just want, they're going to be out there. They're going to be chanting along. It's going to be so hot out there. It's not that big a deal. But just, you know, like, do you ever do crib notes? Like, can you just write it on your hand real quick or anything?
Oh, show.
Because I stayed in the opening line. I got the opening line wrong last night when we were hanging out at Barrio, and I tried to remember the opening line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Take me out to the ball game.
You're the professional here.
Oh,
you're going to be fine. The problem is, people should know this, don't ever plant a seed like that in Carrie Noble's head, because now,
it's like
unfortunately,
a steel trap for mistakes.
It's the only thing she's going to think about between now and then. You're going to get inside your own head.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks a lot, Doug.
It's going to be fine. And if it's not, I will be there videotaping it in all of its glory, one way or the other. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Everybody, it seems, is on Facebook for the most part. And as people use Facebook for their different things, there are some annoying things that people do on Facebook that I'd like to highlight now,
if
you don't mind.
I would like you to, but I'm afraid I probably represent a good half of these at least.
Well, there's a list of things, annoying things that people do with their Facebook
and
status.
There's a lot of them.
One of them on this list is the location status update. Really? We don't care where you are right now. This is what the list says. This is
right.
I'm saying. But I do think, like, if you, let's say you check in, you know, as you can do, you check into Stella's Fish Cafe.
Right.
In Uptown. Great. I don't care. Now, if you tell me, I just got to Stella's and we're on the roof and it's a gorgeous night and you happen to check in as well.
Right.
That makes it more interesting. But if I'm just looking at my page and, you know, there's just that kind of pin drop on a map.
Exactly.
And it just tells me you're there.
With no
I
other, all that does is it tells me that I can go over to your house and rifle through your stuff because you're not home right now. So I'm always a little leery about that, you know, telling people where I am. It just, my brain starts to work that way. Why does everyone need to know that I'm not by my house or by my stuff? I don't like it.
I assume the idea would be that, in theory, if you have friends that are around that area, they can come join you.
Right. Like, oh, look at that. Well, Foursquare is kind of the same thing, but that is always like, I don't really care that you're the mayor of Bed Bath and Beyond. I don't, you know, that you've been there more than anybody else. I just don't care.
Yeah. Complaining about Facebook itself.
Right.
Listen, it's a free service. So I don't really know what you're complaining about if you don't like it.
Well, there's a little bit of that here in radio, too. Actually, get a few complaints. Like, why don't you do this more often? Like, what, for the free service? Would you like a refund of your money? Or no, but people do complain about Facebook all the time at length on Facebook.
Well, I will say, the thing that and maybe I am guilty of this. I don't know that I've Facebooked about Facebook, but I know I've complained about the fact that sometimes they change formats or they change their rules.
They do it all the time.
And they don't let you know and that you don't have any say over it.
Right.
So all of a sudden, or like sometimes out of the blue, I'll start getting texts.
Right.
Or
alerts.
Or phone calls.
Right.
And it turns out that they've changed their privacy settings and now my cell phone is available to the public.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Better get over it. Well, that's not a good thing.
Not good.
Well, but now here is the deal. It is the internet. And I always kind of take the approach that nothing is secure. And it is a free service. So I understand your concerns about it because we're on there and it seems like they should do a little better job of disclosing the information. Mm-hmm. But it is free and they can kind of do what they want.
Here's one last one that I'm going to give you. Mm-hmm. One word updates. People do this on Twitter too all the time. Annoyed. Period.
Or just
sad.
What
period.
The? Right.
Well, those are two words.
Oh, right. So that wouldn't even work. What about, oh no. I was going to say something that's probably not appropriate and with no context, no information. And so it's almost like, it's like that person at a party or in a room was like sitting over by themselves intentionally with a scowl on their mm-hmm. face, like just waiting for you to come over and be like, oh, hey, sad clown, what's up?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Or if somebody says, joy.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah. Why did you share this? If you don't want to give me more information, why did you share this? How about, I'm having a great day, or I'm really sad today. At least finish the sentence.